Welcome to the Buckmaster Show for Friday, September the 23rd, 2011. It's the first day of autumn. I always love this day because autumn is my favorite of the four seasons. So here we go. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Thank you for choosing the Buckmaster Show. We are live Monday through Friday at noon on KVOI AM 1030. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station and the Voice Network and our simulcast partners in Douglas, where folks are listening to us on 930 AM KAPR, and in Gila County in Globe, where Eastern Arizonans listen to the Buckmaster Show on KJAA AM 1240. Of course, we're always on the World Wide Web at buckmastershow.com, where we have all of our shows archived for your 24/7 listening. Also, thanks to our collaboration with the online news service TucsonSentinel.com, our programs are available anytime at TucsonSentinel.com. Fridays on the Buckmaster Show, we begin with our Friday Focus, which features a newsmaker interview. Then at the bottom of the hour, we have the Friday Reporters Roundtable, and we close out the show with our Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. Today's Friday Focus interview is with Carolyn Cox. Ms. Cox was elected the new chairwoman of the Pima County Republican Party on September the 8th. She is a former Republican congressional candidate in the state of Colorado. Joining me on the conversation on Friday Focus with the chairwoman is Dylan Smith. Speaking of the TucsonSentinel.com,
Dylan, absolutely.
Dylan is the publisher and editor, and we invite you, all of our Buckmaster Show listeners, to join in anytime in the conversation. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 or toll free 1-866-725-5467. You can submit questions also at buckmastershow.com or on the Buckmaster Show page on Facebook. And we want to remind everyone that the Friday Focus on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. Now let's welcome, we've already welcomed Dylan Smith. Good to see you, Dylan.
And great to be back.
Carolyn Cox, congratulations on your new position.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today.
The local GOP party has struggled with a host of controversies this past year. Why did you want the job?
Well, because I just want to be sure that in this city election and in the national election, I do everything possible to elect the Republicans because I believe we have the better ideas.
Just a quick follow-up before I throw it over to Dylan. Our friend, the commentator on one of our commentators on the Buckmaster Show, Bruce Ash, as you know, Carolyn Cox is predicting a clean sweep of Republican, the three Republican candidates in the general election in the city of Tucson. Are you ready here on the Buckmaster Show to make a similar prediction?
Well, I am, but I believe that it is my job to be sure that the citizens of the city of Tucson understand why we believe this has to happen. And I believe that the tight-knit cabal of Democrats that have run this city for years and years are causing its decline, and people can look out and they can see that there are empty storefronts. They can understand that there are hassles to the small businessmen of trying to do anything, whether it's expanding or putting up a new sign or whatever, is just a huge hassle. They also know that this current city council, and Shirley Scott has been in there forever, since 1995, who has signed on to all of the disasters of Rio Nuevo, the huge amount of wasted money, the corruption, the FBI has even been called in to investigate. So we understand that single party rule always leads to some form of corruption, and it's time for it to end.
Do we really have single party rule? We have two Republicans on the city council.
Well, anytime a council member makes a motion, it has to be seconded. Steve Kosachik is the Republican. Nobody will second his motions. Now, he's certainly very vocal, and he gets quoted in the papers because he goes out and does things. But he can't get a motion passed, hence it can never be discussed and voted on. It's that simple.
Well, I've been sitting in council meetings. I've seen many of his motions get seconded and discussed. Very few get passed, and the Democrats hold the majority.
Yeah, they do hold the majority, but I think not major things. I mean, he's been talking about the kind of repairs that need to be done to the Tucson Convention Center, some things like that, that you know, he's just having to pull teeth. In fact, he's actually doing public tours, trying to get the public to understand what the problem is. But, you know, the point is that the TIF money, the Tax Incremental Financing Group, was supposed to be used to generate revenue. They were supposed to build something that generated revenue. I mean, basically, so far, all they have done is build a roundabout to nowhere. We have a hole in the ground of a project that failed. We've got $230 million of Rio Nuevo money that's gone. We have a low-income mid-rise that cost $23 million to build, and it appraised at $10 million. And I can't see any decision that the city council has made that has any business sense to it. And, you know, Steve is the only one on that council who even knows anything about building a project, because that's what he does for his livelihood.
Well, the decisions about Rio Nuevo now are in the hands of the Rio Nuevo board, on which your mayoral candidate, Rick Grinnell, sits, and he's been on there for, about 16 months, I think?
It's
been over a year. I mean,
yeah.
The amount of money that's coming into the Rio Nuevo TIF fund is now greater than what projected. They have more income. And yet, really, right now, they're spending money on lawyers and accountants.
And that's
why shouldn't they be doing something to get a project moving?
Well, and that is a tragedy. I think people are just trying to figure out what happened in the past.
Carolyn Cox is with us. She's the new chair of the Pima County Republican Party. This is Friday Focus on the Buckmaster Show. It's 12 minutes past noon. If you would like to ask Ms. Cox a question, 790-2040, 790-2040 for the new chair of the Pima County Republican Party. Would you go so far to say that it is a machine that has run the city of Tucson, machine politics, similar to perhaps Chicago?
I think it's very similar.
Think it's time to derail it?
You know, I do think it's time to derail it. And I think it's time for the citizens to understand why it is so difficult for a Republican to get elected in the city of Tucson. And it's a thing that's called the tyranny of the majority. The wards, the individual wards, will nominate a Republican, but the elections are city ward, not within, just in with that ward. They have to run whole citywide. The Democrats know that they have a larger registration than Republicans, and so for years and years and years, they have been able to put down any kind of a valid Republican. I mean, Steve Kosachik was the very first one who's won for a long time, And this is wrong. This was a thing that was outlawed in Selma, Alabama, and we have this here, and it's all wrong. It should not be run like that. The ward should nominate, and the ward should elect.
If you break things down by ward and take a look at it, the Democrats are still winning. Steve may have he won citywide, but didn't he actually lose the vote in his ward?
I did not analyze his numbers, so you probably know more about that than I do.
If you look at it, every ward, the Democrats is winning in every single ward.
Well, it's really time for people to understand that the things that are happening in this city are not right, and we have to change them. And I believe that a change of political party will help greatly.
12:13 on the Buckmaster Show. We are with Carolyn Cox, the new chair of the Pima County Republican Party, 790-2040. And I think we have Bill ready to go. He has a comment on Pima County. I'm not sure what that is. The gap between. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm just curious, what plans does the Pima County Republican Party have to basically tell the citizens of Tucson why they shouldn't re-elect a Democrat majority to the city council? It seems to me that number one priority would be to get the folks that are in office out as quickly as possible, and the only alternative right now is the Republican Party. But I don't seem to hear or see much in the way of the Pima County GOP doing anything about it.
Well, you will. Just be patient.
Bill, do you want to follow up on that?
Well, yeah. Don't ballots drop in another couple of weeks here? You got to kind of get a running start at things, and if you don't have the, you know, the game in hand now, and your players in place and ready to move now, you're gonna come election day, and things are getting geared up then, it's going to be way too late.
Well, our schedule is on Saturdays, telephoning from 12:30 to 5, Monday through Tuesday. We do telephoning Wednesday afternoons. We do telephoning later in the evening. We will start putting out printed flyers for the candidates. I mean, believe me, the campaign will start. And so keep your eyes open.
The GOP locally did struggle to get a candidate in the mayor's race, and there were some signature gathering issues. I realize that was not on your watch as the chair of the Pima County Republican Party, but that had to have been an embarrassment for Republicans.
I tell you, the exciting thing about that was that Rick got 7,770 write-in signatures. It is a historical record. No write-in candidate has ever got that many. So that's the indication to me that the people of the city of Tucson want a change and that they like Rick.
We're going to take a break right here at 16 minutes past noon on the Buckmaster Show. We are speaking with Carolyn Cox, the new chair of the Pima County Republican Party. If you would like to phone in a question for Ms. Cox, 790-2040, we'll get you on right after the break. Stay with us. This is Friday Focus on the Buckmaster Show. The Arizona sun is intense regardless of the season. That's why you need Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, Southern Arizona's custom shutter specialists and proud supplier of O'Hare Shutters, locally manufactured blinds and state-of-the-art window tints. Our power bills are less after installing Sierra's 100% hardwood shutters and window tints in our home. Call Sierra Shutters and Sun Control 292-2212 or check out their extensive website, sierrasuncontrol.com.
With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org.
Vero Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Vero Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at splendidoaz.net.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge!
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and Fifth. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
...1221 on the Buckmaster Show. It is Friday Focus. That means a newsmaker, and today's newsmaker is Carolyn Cox. She's the new chair of the Pima County Republican Party. 790-2040. Dylan Smith is with me from the TucsonSentinel.com. He's the editor and publisher. And Dylan, before we go to you, let's take James's call. And James has a comment and question for Chairwoman Cox about, I believe, ward-only elections. Go ahead, James.
Yes, the quick comment was on the review of Rio Nuevo. Taxpayers deserve an accounting of hundreds of millions of dollars, so I don't think it's just looking backwards. Yes, I know there's an FBI investigation, but maybe they spend a little too much time, but I want an accounting of where my hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money went. So that's not useless to do. Ward-only elections, can we also get those elections done in even years? I think more Republicans would come out, because the Republicans I know, they feel like, well, the city is so lopsided in ratio of Democrats to Republicans. Can we get more? Do you think we can get more Republicans to vote in city elections if it were an even year election cycle?
Okay, thank you, James, for calling. Go ahead, Carolyn Cox.
Well, I think he has a great idea about having, the elections in even years, all of them. I think that's a great idea. I also, just like James does, I want to know where that money went. $230 million is a lot of money to lose. And I've even heard that there were checks that were written and signed and nobody's name was filled in. I don't know where those went.
Wow. Dylan Smith.
Well, $230 million, I think I could probably find that in my couch. I haven't cleaned that out in a while, but yeah, it's a lot of money. A philosophical point about the even odd year election, I'm really not sure which might be better, but a philosophical point is just, In an even year, when you would have things mixed up with, national races and state races and possibly a presidential race every 4 years, really there wouldn't be that much media focus on a local election. Everything would fall through the cracks. People wouldn't be asked tough questions. People wouldn't have to justify why they're running and tell people exactly what they're thinking of doing for our city. Really, there's only so many reporters in this town, and it's, there's fewer and fewer of them every week because they get laid off.
So the even years might improve turnout, though, but...
Might improve turnout, but would people actually be paying attention, or would they be casting a party-line vote?
Well, I don't know. Certainly now, a lot of people will say, election? What election? I didn't know there was an election. So I think that would certainly solve that problem.
It's 12:24 on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. If you have a question for Carolyn Cox, I want to bring up the national attention to that the gun raffle fundraiser. It did bring a lot of scrutiny to the Republican Party in Pima County. Was it a mistake, do you think, Carolyn Cox?
Well, I wasn't here, so I don't know what the discussion was about it, but it's my understanding
that was pre your term.
Yeah, that they have run these raffles before. And the thing that the public needs to understand is we don't just hand this gun to the guy who wins the raffle. It is distributed through a reputable gun dealer so that a background check is done.
So somebody doesn't.
Yeah.
They don't just walk out of the after the raffle with the gun.
Right, that's correct.
Not that that would be illegal. Yeah. I mean,
it would not be illegal.
With Arizona's gun laws.
Yeah, that has not been the policy, yeah. and I think that's appropriate considering.
I've got a more general question is sort of based off that. I had a number of Republican Party insiders tell me the decision to do that gun raffle was pushed through basically because there was no money left in party coffers to pay people's paychecks who work for the party. Why are you taking on this challenge of working for the Pima County GOP? You've been through a pretty rough year for your party, a very divisive congressional primary. You had a huge controversy over your predecessor who got pushed out. You've changed executive directors now, right?
Yes, I
have. Why take this on? And how are you going to fix the Republican Party? What's your plan there?
I just honestly believe that once you have a plan and talk about why the plan has to happen. And I do have a new executive director. Her name is Linda White, but Greg Harris is still there. He's the field director. He was great working with volunteers, working out in the field. I'm delighted to have both of them. And I feel like that when you have the right program, you can raise the money. And that's my goal, because I'm a very optimistic person. And I do feel like that we do have better answers, and we just need to figure out how to express them better.
But why the money, the fundraising problem?
Well, when people don't have confidence that the party has people running it who really know where they're going, they don't want to give any money. I mean, you're just like that with groups that you donate to.
So are you seeing a change in that since you've been in your office?
I'm getting a good response when I talk to people. I've only been in there 2 weeks, and I've been.
There's only so many hours in a day, right?
Doing a lot of things, but I'm on the phone.
What influence is the Tea Party locally having this year?
Well, I think the Tea Party will have of an influence, because I think basically that where the Tea Party came from is still a problem. Obamacare is still going to bankrupt the United States of America. And the attitude that you can do all of these stimuluses, that you can take money from people who are working and earning and give it like to the union pension plan and stuff like that, that's not going to create any jobs.
Let's go now to Donna. Donna has a question on the Buckmaster Show live line for Carolyn Cox. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay, actually, I happen to be Donna Alou, the district chair of 26, and I want to say we've increased our precinct committeemen all throughout Pima County, and a lot of younger people that are excited about working for the Republican Party. What we needed was the organization for all of us to actually be organized and have a common theme. And I think with Carolyn Cox coming aboard, thank God, she's a wonderful lady to take this on, we are going to get there. We have our problems, but I see us going forward now, thanks to Carolyn and thanks to a lot of people that are helping, making phone calls, walking precincts. People in my district who we don't have a lot of precincts in the city, but they're still taking, they're adopting precincts and making phone calls, and I'm just very proud of what the Republican Party is doing in Pima County. Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah. And I'm extremely proud of all of the volunteers that we do have, and District 26 is phenomenal.
I want to quickly take this call, and I'm not sure if you're going to be able to answer this, Carolyn, about Rio Nuevo and who brought it to the attention of the FBI. Go ahead, Jerry. I did want to take your call.
Oh, thank you so much. So delighted that Carolyn's there. But I believe it was a Republican who did a lot of research and brought all this information after attending years of meetings at Pima County Board of Supervisors to the FBI. Do you know who that was, Carolyn?
You know, I don't. I know Alan Willenbrock worked on Rio Nuevo, did a lot of the accounting and checking into it, and was quite horrified at the things he found. But no, I'm sorry, I do not know who, I don't know whether it was Jonathan Payton has been involved, you know, now actively.
And he's now on the Rio Nuevo board.
He is now on the Rio Nuevo board.
Mm-hmm. I think we've just got a few seconds to go here on the Friday Focus. Thanks to everyone who called in today on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Our thanks to Dylan Smith from TucsonSentinel.com. Dylan will be staying over for a few minutes. He'll be joining us on our Friday Reporters Roundtable. Also joining us, Jimmy Bogle, the editor of the Tucson Weekly. Carolyn Cox, want to wish you the very best as the new chairperson of the Pima County Republican Party.
Thank you. I'll accept that.
Okay, and good luck in the upcoming election. Stay with us. We've got the Reporters Roundtable. We'll talk about the top stories of the week here in Tucson and Arizona next on the Buckmaster Show. SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says his country is willing to make painful compromises with the Palestinians, but Palestinian President Abbas says talks with Israel cannot work as long as settlement building continues. The two leaders spoke today before the UN. The Palestinians submitted an application for statehood, something the U.S. says it will veto. The latest showdown in Congress over spending has stalled a measure that would provide disaster aid and keep the government running. Southern California supermarket workers are voting today on whether to accept a deal that their union leaders negotiated with the region's largest grocery chains in hopes of heading off a strike. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 28 points, the NASDAQ 28 points higher as well, the S&P ahead 8. More details at srnnews.com.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza. Topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and I am Bill Buckmaster on the home of the Buckmaster Show. It is AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and it is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. Well, every Friday about this time, we present the Friday Reporters Roundtable featuring local journalists sounding off on the week's top stories. Joining me this week on the Friday Reporters Roundtable, we welcome Jimmy Bogle, editor of the Tucson Weekly, and Dylan Smith, editor and publisher of the TucsonSentinel.com. We welcome you to join in the conversation. The Buckmaster Show live line is 790-2040. The Reporters Roundtable on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. This is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. Jimmy, good to see you. Thank you for being with us.
It's Dylan, great to be back.
Staying over from the interview with Carolyn Cox.
And, always great to stick around.
Yeah, I was impressed with Carolyn Cox. I think she, I don't know if slick is the right word, but she seems to have it together.
I was listening to her on the way over here, and she has that grandmotherly type of voice. She sounds nice. She sounds like if Dylan were going to be, you know, asking her any harder questions, people were going to start to think he was a jerk.
Yeah, what the heck is he doing?
People think
she
that
had
anyway.
Some nailing her to the wall.
She had some great answers, even if they weren't necessarily pertinent, like, you know, her Rick Grenell answer about 7,700 votes. That's true,
yes.
But it doesn't hide the fact that, you know, they had to go through that to get him on the ballot.
Yeah, it was embarrassing for Republicans.
It was embarrassing.
And Grinnell's a candidate who he was actually a supporter of Pat Darcy, the independent, who couldn't get himself on the ballot because of signature issues. You know, they had to go find somebody who was willing to support somebody who wasn't going to run as a Republican.
But it was really huge that he did get on, because that allows the three of them now to campaign together and to merge their stuff. And that was huge for him to get on the ballot. I don't think Grinnell has much of a chance, but if one of the two Republican city council candidates manages to sneak in, which I'm not sure is going to happen, it is largely because they managed to get Rick Grinnell on the ballot and managed to get that magic number of three so they could campaign as a whole, and that's huge.
Yeah.
Well,
they still face the huge, you know, they're not really raising a whole lot of money yet.
And, no, they're way behind.
It's coming down to the wire where people are going to start voting in what, a couple of weeks?
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm still confused, Jimmy and Dylan, about this issue, the trash thing coming up, why Rick Grinnell would raise this about the trash collection every 2 weeks. Dylan, I'll begin with you. What does Rick Grinnell gain from delaying trash pickup by a week?
You know,
I
can't quite figure that out. Certainly, there are most likely things in the city that could be improved. I mean, every organization you can find things to point to that need fixing. That's just sort of human nature, and especially the nature of people in groups. You get people doing things. There's stuff that's being done wrong. I mean, but as far as pointing out, my trash gets picked up pretty regularly and quite well, and I don't have a problem with it. The trash pickup in the city is cheaper than the privatized trash pickup in the county.
Yeah. I think he's just really trying to appeal to that anti-tax sentiment that's out there, because the city council's talking about raising the trash fees another 50 cents or more, and he's saying instead of raising that fee, you should actually, you know, why don't we cut back on the trash collection? And one of the things he suggested is every 10 days. I don't know about you guys. You know, my trash, of course, is every day. I have a hard time remembering, and I'm a relatively smart guy. Some listeners might disagree with that, but I have a hard time remembering to take out it every Thursday night. Now, if it's every 10 days, that means it's Thursday one day, and then Monday the next day, and then it would be Friday the next week. And
my wife and I write it on a little whiteboard we've got on our refrigerator, you know, a couple days beforehand, so we can remember to take the thing down our hill. We've got a hill for a driveway. Yeah, you know, going on to some weird schedule is just, that doesn't strike me as very efficient.
Yeah, I think I know where it was coming from, but I think it was misguided, because there's certainly a lot of things you can hammer the Democrats and the Tucson City Council on. Trash collection's not one of them, because even though you might have to pay some for it each month, it works.
Well, one of the interesting things about it, this, I think, is just that a lot of elections come down to just one, you know, you tag a candidate with, you know, one very simple idea that, you know, doesn't have a mass, you know, meaning to as far as their platform goes. You know, Steve Kozacik was elected pretty much because he said he wouldn't take a city car.
Hmm.
That's why people voted for him. That's what everybody talked about. Hey, look at this guy. He said he wouldn't take a city car, so they voted for him.
Yep.
Rather than, you know, really delving into what Steve was proposing and what he stood for. And, you know, he's right now running a lot of Republicans the wrong way because of the things he's doing, which he all along said he was going to do.
It's 12:40 on the Buckmaster Show. This is the Friday Reporters Roundtable. Jimmy Bogle is with us, and Dylan Smith. Dylan Smith from TucsonSentinel.com, Jimmy Bogle from the Tucson Weekly, and all three of us seated at this table are big boosters, obviously, of local journalism.
Amen,
and,
brother.
You know it.
That's what it's all about. That's why I'm doing this show. That's why I transitioned over to radio, a little more time to talk about the issues and to get more of an interactive thing going. And there's some interesting polling, Dylan, coming out about who do people trust when it comes to reporters and the media?
Yeah. There was a Gallup poll that was released today and a study by Pew that came out yesterday, and they both show that really where people turn for good, solid information is local media. You know, the Pew study shows that, you know, people trust local news organizations. About 69% of people trust their local news. Only 59% trust national news. And then they pulled on a few other things. Only 50% trust the Obama administration. Only 41% of people trust what business tells them. And political candidates are down there at a lowly 29%. So where people turn to for good, solid info are local news organizations, people who are in their community, know who they're talking to, and hopefully occasionally know what they're talking about.
And people they trust.
I think that totally makes sense, because I know, for example, if you call the Tucson Weekly and ask for me, you get transferred over and I answer the phone, and that actually surprises some people, you know, and we're out in the community. You're out doing things. Dylan, you're out doing things. You know, I spoke to the Tucson Women's Commission last night. They had a seminar on how to get into various local media. And I think it's because we are out there. People can challenge us on things, and they might not always agree with us, but they certainly read us and they trust us because this is where we live. And that totally makes sense to me.
And we are open right here. If you've got a comment, 790-2040, if you'd like to get in on this conversation. Let's go back to the city of Tucson. Jimmy, I'm going to start with you on this one. And my question for you and Dylan, why can't the city of Tucson and the Rio Nuevo Board get it together and just make these improvements to the TCC?
Because they're fighting with each other. There are some untoward terms I could use about this. It's blank match that I could use to describe it. But you've got the city council, of course, and some of the people on there are very, very unhappy that Rio Nuevo was taken away from them by the state legislature. And you've got this Rio Nuevo board who have their own interests. And they're not going to get along on pretty much anything. I do think that the one thing that everyone can agree on when it comes to Rio Nuevo, the one thing is that the convention center needs some repairs. It definitely needs some work, and I think eventually it will happen. But I mean, you know, they're glomming onto excuses, and there are some legitimate things there in terms of accounting, trying to figure out exactly how much money they have. There are some legitimate issues there, but it's the typical political fighting match. You know, they're trying to fight over their territory because Rio Nuevo Board, they're controlling the money, but the TCC is owned by the city, so it's typical political infighting.
And that's why
there's money in the bank. Why? And the roof leaks.
And that's why perhaps the ratings. What did you say that politicians have a very low rating?
Political candidates are trusted 29% by 29% of people.
So it didn't really list politicians.
Aren't they always a candidate though? They never stop.
That's
running.
True.
And frankly,
that's
I'm surprised they were 29%. I mean, wow.
But, I mean, this is an issue that, Jimmy, you see this day in and day out, this infighting, this turf battle. That perception that the public gets, it really is that these folks do not have their act together.
Well, I think there might be something to that perception. I mean, let's face it. I mean, a lot, you know, the city council Even though I don't think there's as much corruption there as a lot of people do, but the city council over the years, and you know, Bob Walkup's been mayor for a very long time. He has to take some of the blame if there's blame to go around for this. Shirley Scott's been around for a long time throughout a lot of this Rio Nuevo history, throughout all the Rio Nuevo history, and a lot of bad stuff has happened. So I think, understandably, you know, they're open to some criticism for some stuff that's gone wrong there. But the fact of the matter is, like you said, the roof is leaking. There's money there. It needs to be fixed. And I really think that eventually, you know, this is a no-brainer. I mean, you can argue about the merits of a hotel, whether or not that would be good, whether or not it would cause more problems for the city than it would solve. You can argue the merits. Okay, maybe you can't argue the merits about a rainbow bridge because that was stupid from the beginning. But I think everyone agrees that we need to actually have a somewhat functional convention center. And so I think eventually they'll get there. And I think the fact that we're talking about it and maybe lighting a little fire, hopefully that will actually get something going.
You're listening to the Friday Roundtable. Jimmy Bogle is here. Jimmy is the editor of the Tucson Weekly. Dylan Smith is the editor and publisher of TucsonSentinel.com. We're talking about city politics. And while we're on the city, what's this about limiting, Dylan, free speech in the name of civility at the Tucson City Council meetings?
You know, that's... Allow me to editorialize.
Go ahead.
But I don't do
Go
this
ahead.
Very often.
Go
but,
ahead.
You know, every once in a while. It's just, you know, if you're a politician... I'm paying you to listen to people. That's your job. And yeah, some people aren't going to agree with what you're doing. In fact, some of people might vehemently disagree with what you're doing. Some people might even use bad words while they're talking to you about it. So what? Take it.
And I agree with you 100%. I get viscerally where Mayor Walkup is coming
from.
Yeah,
I think his heart is really in the right place.
Because, and
we actually
have a weekly policy that we do not mention the name of the person who likes to burn Mexican flags that this was actually aimed at.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a rather off-color name for him, which I won't mention here.
Thank you very much.
Because we are in the weekly and we can say those kind of things.
Yes.
But anyway, he likes attention. He really enjoys the attention. He enjoys having people covering him.
And here we are talking about it.
And here we are, but I'm not mentioning his name at least.
No,
but the things he says are horrible. The things he does are horrible. Mm-hmm. And I would want to shut him up if I could as well. But the fact of the matter is, you can't do that. That's what the whole Bill of Rights is about. You cannot do that. And so, you know, I think the term slippery slope is overused, but in this case, it's not overused because that's what the city council is there for. They're there to hear what the public has to say, and you can't limit that.
But there's certainly something to be said for trying to encourage a more civil discussion about things.
Yes, and I applaud
everybody
Mayor
who stepped up and tried to say
for his efforts to do
we need
that.
To talk about things rationally and calmly and not act like some of those people do at the call to the audience at various governmental bodies. That's appropriate, and you know, personally, I really applaud that. But when you start saying, we're going to make the words you say illegal, we should all, you know, take a step back and ponder that for a few seconds and then, you know, have a perhaps a little short rational discussion about that.
And taking it back to the local media argument that we're talking about, I think that because people raised the alarm about that and said, hey, wait, this isn't right. At the Star, you know, I'm not always a big fan of the Star, but in this case, they were all over it. The Sentinel was all over it. I think they're going to revisit it because of that. And so, I think this is really... It'll blow over, and I don't think Bob Walkup will get, you know, criticized much for it because I think he will have learned his lesson. But it was a bad move on his part. But again, I think his heart probably was in the right place.
This is something that's been going on for, you know, the past few months in this town. It certainly doesn't all fall on Bob Walkup. One of the main reasons that people used to justify removing Mark Stegeman as a president of the TUSD school board was the fact that he let somebody speak at a call to the audience and say some things that you know, people weren't very fond of, to put it politely at the very least.
And we will be talking with Mayor Walkup here on the Buckmaster Show. That is Wednesday. I think we'll be spending the second half hour, 12:30 to 1, with the mayor, and we'll certainly be talking about this. We rarely do obits here on the Friday Roundtable, but there are a couple of note here. And both gentlemen dying at the age of 65, Dr. Michael Drake, director of the UA Lunar and Planetary Lab. This man was a giant in his field. He was the guiding force in the UA's Phoenix Mars lander mission. And also dying at the age of 65, journalist and satirist Hugh Holub, dying on Monday. He had whimsically proposed, Jimmy Bogle, the separate state of Baja, Arizona.
Yeah, that was learning about Hugh's death was completely heartbreaking. He writes a lot for our sister newspaper, Inside Tucson Business. And I actually learned that he had passed away because his daughter, Annie Hollab, writes for the Tucson Weekly and is a friend of mine. And I saw she actually put something on Facebook that my father just passed away this morning, and I was stunned. And I went over and told the folks over at ITB, and they were just blown away as well, because they were talking to him last week about stuff he was writing. As in fact, in this week's Inside Tucson Business is a piece that he'd turned in last week. It was so sudden. I mean, he had had pneumonia for 3 weeks, but they thought he was getting over it. And it's totally heartbreaking. And Southern Arizona is a sadder place because he's not in it anymore.
And he wrote for TucsonSentinel.com as well.
He seemed to pretty much write for everybody. Yep. He was an irrepressible reporter. He wrote for us, he wrote for the Weekly, he wrote for Inside Tucson Business, he was a reporter for the Tucson Citizen back in the day, he wrote for the International down in Nogales. Yep. He really couldn't keep this guy down as far as keeping his fingers away
and
from
you
a
can't
keyboard.
Forget about the Phronomius, I always say this wrong, the Phronomius Bandersnatch.
And I remember that from being an undergraduate at the U of A. This will kind of date me, the late 1960s when that came out. Anyway.
You went to college starting when you were four. Wow.
Yeah, really. Jimmy Bogle, Dylan Smith, great job, guys. And thank you. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure.
Thanks. Thank you, sir.
We'll find out what's going on with the weekend. Matt Russell, the man I call the culinary cruiser. He's always in search of a good meal. Stay with us. Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA 4-diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Sierra Shutters and Sun Control is the leader in quality hardwood O'Hare brand shutters in Southern Arizona. 100% customer recommended and satisfied. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control also has the highest quality blinds, shades, and state-of-the-art window tints that really make a difference in keeping your home cooler. Check out their extensive website at sierrasuncontrol.com or give them a call at 292-2212 for a free in-home estimate.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you too can make a difference, visit us at assistanceleaguetucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
And we are twisting and shouting out at the pool. Time for Weekend Watch on the Buckmaster Show. Each Friday afternoon at 12:55, we are joined by Matt Russell, Tucson publicist and dedicated foodie about town, the man we have dubbed the Culinary Cruiser. And every Friday about 10 a.m., Matt Russell leaves Russell Communications, their beautiful studios and offices up in the foothills. He leaves for lunch at 10 a.m. on Friday and tells the staff, after a brief staff meeting on Friday morning, I will be back at about 1:30 after I do the Buckmaster Show after lunch. And it never happens. I mean, this guy disappears after the big meal. He's just really not in the mood to go back to work.
Well, you know, I've had to leave the bathing suit and the Hawaiian shirt behind. My normal Friday attire, Bill, I was actually giving the keynote address at a conference downtown this morning. So, yes, I actually had to search around in my closet for the kind of suit that would be appropriate for Friday. Normally it's a bathing suit, but yes, indeed, I had to clean up for the client, but I can't get myself on a Hawaiian shirt fast enough on this beautiful Friday.
What's going on there? This is really a big weekend, isn't it, in the old
Pueblo? What I love about this time of year, Bill, is this great series of fall events that we can start to enjoy, all the great opportunities to dine al fresco, and really this weekend is no exception. Starting tonight, now this is really cool, Rebecca Lobey, who is this young singer and songwriter from Georgia, she recently became real famous real fast when she appeared on NBC's hit TV show The Voice, and she's going to be making a stop in Tucson on a national tour, and she's going to be giving a free concert tonight.
What?
A free concert indeed, tonight at The Abbey, which is that great neighborhood restaurant over on Sunrise and Kolb. So happy hour begins in just about 2 hours. The concert starts at 7 p.m., and there's going to be a few dinner seatings available. So even though the concert is free, you got to make a reservation for dinner. And I'm going to encourage your listeners to call 299-3132 to join the Russell family for a fun Friday night.
Yeah, that's great. Rebecca Lobey will be giving a free concert. And it's festival weekend in the Old Pueblo. The first day of fall is here, and that means Oopa!
Exactly, yes. The Greek festival, the 36th annual Greek festival, is all of this weekend over there on St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church on East Fort Lowell Road. You've got authentic Greek food, the Saganaki, the Domates, the Spanakopita, great Greek beer, some wine, live music, cooking demos, great thing to do for the kids this weekend. It's happening all weekend at St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church.
Do you know what oompa means?
I was told that it means we have no fire insurance. When they light the cheese on fire, it always brings a collective hush to the crowd.
I think it means more beer, more food. For those that don't want to go to the Greek festival, or perhaps they do want to go, they can still go to this other event. They could go to the Greek festival, and the Spanish and Flamenco festival is on tap this week.
Yeah, you could do each or both. Yeah, the third annual Tucson Spanish and Flamenco festival is going to be happening again all this weekend down at Casa Vicente, 375 South Stone Avenue downtown. They're going to have flamenco lectures, workshops, live performances from more than 20 artists across the country, and of course, Bill, some of that beautiful, delicious Spanish food, Spanish wine.
Mm.
All the information for your listeners at TucsonSpanishFlamencoFestival.com.
Paella.
That's what it is. I mean, paella done. They've got a wok, not a wok, but a cauldron that they make paella for the masses, and I was told last night that they can serve 200 people paella in one serving of what comes out of this cauldron. I mean, they take their paella very seriously.
Oh, I can imagine. And you said there might be a little wine as well?
If I were a betting man, Bill, I would say that some great Spanish wines paired with the wonderful flavors and spices of Spain are going to be available for one and for all downtown this entire weekend.
Oh, I love this time of year, don't you, Matt? Things really are really cooking, as they say in the Old Pueblo. Anything going on downtown this weekend?
You know, I just want to give props out to all of our great restaurants that have such wonderful patios downtown. If you're going to be going down to the Spanish and Flamenco Festival at Casa Vicente downtown, do yourself a favor, have a cocktail or a glass of wine at any number of the great restaurants that have wonderful patios. The weather's going to be beautiful. Soak in what Southern Arizona is all about and do it in fine fashion downtown.
And if you're looking for a great pizza, remember one of the Buckmaster Show sponsors, Vero Amore Pizza. It's good, isn't it, Matt?
I love it. It's one of my favorites.
All right, Matt Russell, back now to the office. Maybe we'll see you next week. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Bill.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
That's going to wrap it up for this Friday edition of the Buckmaster Show. The Friday edition of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. This is a true continuing care retirement community. It is a fabulous place. You can learn more at SplendidoAZ.net. The Buckmaster Show is also brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates, Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of my lovely producer, Rosemary Brandt, Rosemary and I wish you a safe and wonderful weekend. We will see you Monday here live at noon on KVOI. Have a great weekend.
Ten thirty KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 9:30 KAPR Douglas, and 12:40 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.